GST is back in the news today after a new poll revealed most Australians are opposed to raising the GST to 15%. Opposition leader Bill Shorten is sticking to his position that federal Labor will never support increasing the GST, despite South Australian Labor Premier Jay Weatherill's support for the move.
Well, whether it's Jay Weatherill or Mike Baird, I mean, they've both made it pretty clear that if you were to change the rate of consumption tax in this country, then there are ways that that can be done which particularly support low-income earners.
Treasurer Scott Morrison speaking to the media earlier today. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird has reiterated his support for a GST rise and has today proposed a compromise plan to ensure at least some of the extra revenue is put towards health and education. Marilyn Hetrelees has more.
Ultimately what this is about, if you grow the economy, you've got greater capacity to fund the critical services such as health that people rely on a daily basis. Well, that is the most important thing we can do.
New South Wales Premier Mike Baird unveiled a new proposal today that would see the federal government keeping most of the extra revenue from a GST hike if they give $7 billion to the states for health and education. This comes after today's news poll showing 54% of voters oppose raising the GST from 10 to 15% as part of a package which includes tax cuts and compensation for low-income earners and welfare recipients. New South Wales opposition leader Luke Foley says with today's announcement, Mr Baird has walked away from his responsibility to get fair funding for schools and hospitals.
It's unfair. Middle and low-income earners would suffer under Mike Baird's proposal so that corporations and the highest income earners receive tax cuts. Labor won't have a bar of it.
Luke Foley speaking to the media earlier today. We hit the streets to find out what the public think.
I think an increase in the GST will only adversely affect everyday Australians. I think the government should focus more on increasing company tax rates and looking to tax big offshore companies that aren't actually paying any company tax in Australia, like Google.
It's terrible. It's going to make everything more expensive. It's going to be more expensive because they're going to use our tax dollars. They want more of our tax dollars to do stuff that we don't want.
I'm not against it, but I'm very concerned for low-income earners that they're compensated in some way, especially if it's going to apply to food.
ACOS, the Australian Council of Social Service, say their modelling shows increasing the GST to 15% will hit Australia's poorest the hardest.
For people on the lowest incomes, in the lowest 20% of the community, it would mean you'd be paying 7% more of your income to taxation. In contrast to people in the highest 20% of income brackets who would be paying just a 3% increase in proportionate to your income. So it is clearly a change that would mean that people on low and modest incomes would proportionately be paying more to the tax revenue than people on higher incomes. In our view, that is unfair. It isn't progressive tax reform, and it also does nothing, in our view, to help address some of the economic challenges that we face.
ACOS CEO Dr. Cassandra Goldie. New Matilda's national affairs correspondent Ben Eltham says the GST has always been unpopular, and the latest poll confirms that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the federal government's got a tax white paper on the go. So we're expecting some announcements early in the year about that. It's got to obviously continue to meet with the premiers. The premiers are deeply concerned about this issue too, of course, because they've got the schools and the hospitals that really need the funding. But I don't expect to see the details of this probably until very close to budget.
Today in the news, there's been a lot about Jay Weatherill saying he would be prepared to accept a higher GST as a trade-off for more health and education funding. And what does this say about state Labor politics when you have someone like Weatherill going against Shorten?
Well, it shows you that the state premiers are desperate for money, basically. As Paul Keating famously said, never get between a premier and a bucket of money. And that's exactly what Jay Weatherill's showing right here. And, of course, you have to feel for the state premiers. I mean, they have got these big health systems, these big systems of public schools that they've got to fund. And most of that money comes from the federal government. They don't have enough tax revenue of their own to fund their own services. This is the so-called vertical fiscal imbalance, as the economists call it in the jargon of the day. But what it basically means is that the premiers are always asking for more money because they have to deliver the bulk of the public services. Look, I think the GST debate's got a very long way to run. And if at any point Labor gets its act together and mounts a proper scare campaign about this, then you could see the opinion polls start to change, perhaps Malcolm Turnbull's popularity even come off a little bit. There's no doubt that people don't like paying more tax, and we saw that with the carbon tax debate a few years ago. So it's really the ball is in Labor's court to demonstrate, firstly, why they think raising the GST is a bad idea, and also what's their alternative proposal.
New Matilda's national affairs correspondent Ben Eltham ending that report by Marilyn Hetrelese.